This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. If you're experiencing homelessness in King County, you can call 211. Historically, that's been the front door for families seeking help, but not for single adults. If they called 211, they'd simply be given a list of phone numbers for shelters and housing providers, which wasn't always that helpful.
They may go to one agency and receive a variety of questions and have to fill out forms at that location, and then be on put on that individual agency's waiting list, then go to another agency, get on that different set of questions, different waiting list.
That's Mark Ellerbrook. He manages regional housing and community development for King County. Starting next month, 211 will become the entry point for anyone experiencing homelessness in King County. The county will also open 5 walk-in centers throughout the region. Ellerbrook told me how this new approach will work.
So now you will come into any one of the locations and have an experience where you're going to be asked our common assessment set of questions, and these are used across the system. You'll have a face-to-face meeting with someone. They will sit down and have the assessment. You'll come out of that knowing sort of what resources you are able to access, and you'll have somebody who's going to serve as an advocate for you as far as getting into the programs that you need. And so you won't be incumbent on you to go from place to place, that the system actually will work on your behalf to get you into the housing and the services you need.
Last year, KUOW reporter John Ryan reported on a family that had been waiting more than a year to get services through King County. How will this new method cut down on wait times like that?
By making our system more effective. So by having a common assessment, by having a vulnerability score for folks, we can get them directed to the right level of service, and we don't end up with people using more services than they need, which means that then those services aren't available for others. So it is designed really to help with moving people through housing and getting them the correct access to the right amount of services, and then that would sort of free up the services, you know, make our services more available for more families, youth, and young adults.
How will you know if the new approach is working?
So one thing we'll be able to do through the new coordinated system is first and foremost determine how many people are, in fact, experiencing homelessness in King County. We do a one-night count every year, and by having this assessment and the outreach that we're doing with this, we'll be able to refine that number over time and get a good sense of how many people are, in fact, experiencing homelessness. And then, because we have a common assessment tool and we're going to be able to look at the results of getting people into housing, we'll be able to see how quickly we're moving people into housing and out of homelessness, and that will be the success, because that's what, you know, ultimately what we all want is less people experiencing homelessness and making it rare and having that experience brief.
So what problems would you say this approach is not going to solve?
So this approach is not going to solve one of our fundamental problems in our community, which is we do not have enough affordable housing throughout King County and even beyond King County. So while the coordinated system will allow us to better place people in the various homeless services that we have, whether it be actual housing units or diversion services, we need more affordable housing in our community. The City of Seattle contributes a lot of funds to affordable housing, as does King County, as do local entities on the east side and the South King County. But we need more financial resources at the state and federal level. We need more regulatory resources that allow us to sort of broaden what we're able to provide for affordable housing. So that is key. We also need, you know, additional sort of mental illness, substance use resources in our community to help address all the issues that folks who are homeless or on the brink of becoming homeless are experiencing.
Mark Ellerbrook manages regional housing and community development for King County. We've launched a Facebook group called Ask Seattle's Homeless Community. Anyone there can ask a question, but only people who've been homeless can answer. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.